This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, this is what we're going to do for the next, 10 minutes or so. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we have an actual doctor coming on the show. We're going to ask him about DeAndre Hopkins' knee. Is this something that we need to be worried about? Is this something that we need to monitor? It's one thing for me to tell you. I have a communications degree. I am not a doctor in any capacity. All right, so this is what we're going to do. We have compiled different national opinion makers' thoughts about the DeAndre Hopkins trade. You know what I think about the trade. I like the trade. I gave the trade a B+. I think it fits and checks a lot of boxes for Kansas City. You were getting somebody who is going to run crisp routes, somebody with good hands, somebody who's reliable. I like the move. I want to play for you guys what some other people think about the move, and maybe they like it, maybe they don't like it. Let's start with Stephen A. Smith on First Take.
I think that when you look at the greatness of Patrick Mahomes and what he brings to the table, combined with the fact that what he's been working with, obviously Rice is out. We all know that Pacheco has been out. You have even from last year when they were dropping passes, this year you just got guys that ain't getting open with the level of regularity we're accustomed to seeing. DeAndre Hopkins, some would argue his best days may be behind him, but he's still a big-time receiver. Make no mistake about it, he's still somebody that you can rely upon. And if you have a reliable weapon to help you move the chains and your quarterback is Patrick Mahomes as opposed to Will Levis or somebody like that, guess what? Or Mason Rudolph, you're in a pretty damn good situation if you're DeAndre Hopkins. So I look at it from that standpoint, and I say you look at his talent along with what Patrick Mahomes brings to the table, along with the Chiefs having an elite defense with Andy Reid calling plays on offense, with Spagnuolo handling the defense. I think this definitely puts them over the hump. I would have said the Baltimore Ravens before this move, but in light of DeAndre Hopkins arriving, I definitely think you can look at Kansas City in this regard as a favorite.
All right, Stephen A. Smith on board with the DeAndre Hopkins trade. I don't know why everybody is so high on the Ravens. You know what it is? There is nothing that sways NFL opinion more than playing well on a nationally televised game. If the Ravens had beat Tampa Bay on a regular noon game, no one would be talking this week like this about the Ravens. But the Ravens won on Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football is on ESPN. So now everybody's super high on the Ravens, and the Ravens are good. How are the Ravens the favorite? The Ravens lost to the Raiders a month ago. They lost to the Raiders. They lost to the Chiefs. Now they're better than the Chiefs. Now they're the favorite. Doesn't make any sense to me. That's what Stephen A. Smith had to say. Here's Mad Dog Christopher Russo. Here's his thoughts. He, not a huge fan of the move.
Take it easy and welcome back, Molly.
Thank you.
Take it easy. He's not Otis Taylor, Steve. Look at him.
Oh.
I mean, my goodness. Listen, I like Hopkins, but he's been on four teams in the last, two, three years, Jeff? He's on Houston, he went to Arizona, and then he went to Tennessee. Mm. He's an excellent receiver, and I think it does make him a little better. But to sit there now and say unequivocally they're going to now defend their Super Bowl, that's a little strong. Ravens have played really well. Ravens could have won that first game of the year easy. And the Chiefs scored 27 points that day, so it wasn't a case of their offense. Scored plenty. He's a very good player. I actually think it's a move to counteract what Buffalo did with Amari Cooper. I think they did that. You know, they got to deal with Cooper. They play him in a regular season. You know, they get Cooper. We're going to put a check on a check. We'll go out there and we'll get Hopkins. He's good. He can't hurt. But I am not going to sit there and say all of a sudden now we'll see them. They were going to probably go to New Orleans anyway. So the idea that they're the Super Bowl favorite by far because of Hopkins, I don't buy.
That was Christopher Mad Dog Russo. That was his thoughts on the DeAndre Hopkins trade. I don't know if I would call their move a response to what Buffalo did. I don't think the Chiefs really move by the beat of any of these other teams. You shouldn't when you're the leader. When you're in the lead like Kansas City is, and certainly when I mean, the last time you played Buffalo, you beat them. The last time you played Baltimore, you beat them. So I don't know if you are now making moves to counteract their moves. I think the Chiefs got DeAndre Hopkins because they need another wide receiver. They need another wide receiver. So Buffalo could have not gotten Amari Cooper. He could still be available. I think the Chiefs have been preparing to trade for DeAndre Hopkins for the last week or so. I know that their story is this thing just happened overnight, but you were telling me last Friday DeAndre Hopkins posted a video with him and his family in the car and they were playing Taylor Swift music? Okay. All right. I think this has been in the works. I think these deals don't just magically come out of thin air, especially when you were talking about conditional picks and what you want and how much money you're going to buy. I don't just think that magically at 2 a.m. Brett Veach was still awake and he just texted the Titans general manager and they just put a deal together in 3 hours. I think they've been working on this for a while. I think D-Hop sort of known, hey, you are probably going to Kansas City. We are working out some of the particulars, but when you have a veteran player like that, you want to keep him in the loop about what his future is and allow him and his family to prepare, where you got to move in the middle of the school year. You got to do a lot of things. You got to figure out where you're going to live, and we're going to give you that respect as a veteran, a guy who's potentially heading to Canton, Ohio, was one of the best receivers to play this game. So you heard what they said on First Take. Let's hear what Colin Cowherd had to say.
Don't expect 100 catches. Don't expect breakaway speed. But this is what the Kansas City Chiefs do. They find a piece, and if it works or doesn't work, it's there quickly. Juju Smith-Schuster worked, moved him, brought him back. Kadarius Toney kind of worked, kind of didn't, moved him quickly. It's cost-effective. If the Chiefs are doing it, it's going to be cost-effective. It's going to be smart. They're not going to stay with these players forever. Mahomes, Reed, Kelsey, Chris Jones, those guys, and maybe one of their corners, that's the foundation. The you know what, the Kansas City now is like that show American Pickers, where they kind of go around and they go shopping in some odd places for antiques, you know, stuff past its prime. And it's like, oh, let's drive over to Tennessee here and get D-Hop and a vintage oil can. I mean, that's kind of what they do now. And it's not a foundational piece. It's not going to make you rich. You go to these antique stores, you're not going to get rich. All the smart pickers already been there. But it is something. And what Kansas City can do now, because they have the foundation that is so strong, they can do this.
I think that's a really good analogy by Colin Cowherd. As somebody who makes my own group of analogies, I got to give Cowherd that one. I think that's what the Chiefs are. The Chiefs are the person that can find a really good deal at the garage sale. They've done this before. Juju was there for anybody to go get. Mecole Hardman, you could have got him for a bag of balls last year. Kareem Hunt was just sitting at home a month ago. Yeah, I think that's a really good comparison. That's what they did here. They didn't swing big. I understand that they got a player that you know, but this is not a big-time move. You don't make a big-time move for the 155th pick in the middle of the season. That's not how this works. They got a player that you know, a player that can be productive, a player that I think fits a lot of things, but the Chiefs are just, they're always going to find value, and I think they found really solid value with DeAndre Hopkins. Last cut I want to play for you guys, this is Rob Parker. He is on Fox Sports Radio. Here is his reaction to the D-Hop trade.
I didn't even know DeAndre Hopkins was still in the league. He only, what is he, 40? He's not even a starter anymore. He gets like 40% of the snaps. I didn't, really? That's who you go get. Stop shopping at Goodwill. Go to Saks Fifth Avenue. That's where the Jets went. That's where the Buffalo Bills went. And guess what, Kelvin?
What's
guess
that?
Who's available?
Who?
Cooper Kupp is available. How about Cooper Kupp in Kansas City? They had Patrick Mahomes sign a bogus deal telling them, hey, take less money. We'll keep the band together. You have a chance to win and win and win. And all they do now is they bring back rejects and return items. That's what they do. Hey, Kareem Hunt, we didn't want you. We sent you packing. Come on back. Juju, hey, instead of getting a pack of Juju bees at the movie theater, we'll get a receiver who we didn't want. That's what the Kansas City Chiefs do, and it's a disrespect to a talent like Patrick Mahomes. He shouldn't have to play around with leftovers. Go and buy him good groceries.
That's Rob Parker. That's his take on the DeAndre Hopkins trade. Cooper Kupp is Saks Fifth Avenue? I like Amari Cooper. He's Saks Fifth Avenue? That's
Davante Adams?
That's shopping at Rodeo? Now, Davante Adams is a premium piece. Don't get me wrong. Now, the Chiefs were never getting Davante Adams in a trade. I like Amari Cooper. You know, I wanted Amari Cooper over it. He's Saks Fifth Avenue?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.